field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a very good morning. I got my coffee in hand, or actually already drank it at this point, because otherwise I'd still be asleep right now. Shorebirds and Salem Red Sox getting set for a Tuesday morning contest here to kick off this week. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds return home after a two-week-long road trip that took them through South Carolina, first to Augusta, South Carolina, North Augusta, that is, to take on the Green Jackets, where the Birds dropped 5 out of 6. They then were able to come back with a solid showing against the Columbia Fireflies. They ended up splitting that series, although they had a chance to win that series back on Sunday. Shorebirds took 3 out of the first 5, but just didn't have the energy necessary to take the finale on Sunday evening, which meant that the Shorebirds came back at a bright and early 6:30 a.m. yesterday. Turnaround play a day game here today. As you can hear in the background, it is Kids Day. We got the ballpark packed with elementary school kids who are more excited to see Sherman than anything else in the world right now, as they are what bring the passion and the life to the ballpark here on this rather blustery and chilly Tuesday morning from Salisbury, Maryland. Shorebirds welcoming in the Salem Red Sox for the first time this season. A matchup that the Shorebirds were very familiar with last year. They ended up playing 30 times. Salem won the season series last year 16-14. It was hotly contested throughout. But now to start this year, the Shorebirds and Salem are actually the bottom two teams in the Carolina League Northern Division. Shorebirds coming in at 9-18, tied for the worst record in the league with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Salem at 12-15 themselves, obviously not playing as poorly as the Shorebirds. They came off of a doubleheader split back on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Starting pitching matchup today for the Shorebirds will be Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. He has been Delmarva's most consistent starter to begin this season. 1.71 ERA. He's 1-2. He's been consistently going 4 or 5 innings to begin this campaign. He'll be going up against a top 10 prospect in the Red Sox system. That is one Wilkelman Gonzalez. You might remember that name. Shorebirds actually saw him a couple of starts towards the end of last season. He begins this year again with Salem. A very good right-handed arm. He's got a 2.76 ERA on the season. He is 1-1 overall. Go ahead, take our first break here on the pregame show, and when we come back, we'll discuss a series of roster moves the Shorebirds pulled off here early this morning. It affects the starting lineup today. It affects really everything the Shorebirds have in their roster as they add a few more players. And before I get blown away, let's go to break. This is the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Now that we're live on MILB.TV as well as on theshorebirds.com, Sam Jelinek here with Tuesday morning contest between the Salem Red Sox and your Delmarva Shorebirds. Like we said before we went to break, Shorebirds pulled off a series of roster moves earlier today, 5 in total. Let's break it down for you because the two new guys are actually in the starting lineup today for Delmarva. They added two hitters to the roster today, one Trendon Craig and Shed Long Jr. Trendon was the Orioles' 20th round pick last year out of Lewisburg Junior College. You might remember Lewisburg, as that's actually the junior college that Cedric Mullins went to before he went to Campbell. So Trenton trying to follow in his footsteps here in the Orioles organization. And then Shed Long Jr., who began the season on the IL with the Norfolk Tides. He is now on an MILB rehab assignment here this week with Delmarva, getting his first taste of baseball here in 2022. Shed had been with the Seattle Mariners after being drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. Played in the bigs last year with the Mariners, about 30 games total. Was down with Tacoma, the AAA team, towards the end of the season. Ended up getting a hairline fracture in his right leg, required surgery. Mariners DFA'd him. He ended up slipping through waivers, and then the Orioles signed him on a minor league free agent deal. And now that Shed is back up and running again after going through his rehab process to get back on the field, he goes on a rehab assignment here this week with the Shorebirds, and he is playing second and batting second today for Delmarva. Trenton Craig, he'll play left and bat seventh for the Shorebirds today. So with the two new guys coming in, that means that there were some subtractions, some good news, some bad news. One good news, Jake Lyons, his rehab with the Shorebirds is done. He is on his way up to High A Aberdeen, where he rejoins that pitching staff where he was for his final three outings of 2021. The bad news, Moises Chassé and Moises Ramirez both hit the IL. Chassé had been slated to start, I believe it would have been Thursday here this week. Instead, it will be Connor Grady to start in his stead. Is that tandem broken up? Chassé hits the IL as the tandem of Chassé and Raul Rangel, that was supposed to start the year here at the Shorebirds, both of them. Now, obviously not great news. Chassé had struggled his past couple of outings after beginning the year with eight scoreless innings. So hopefully just a short IL stint for Chassé. And Moises Ramirez, who actually played well back on Sunday, picking up a hit, he hits the IL as well after struggling to begin the season, was batting under 150. Hopefully both of them will be able to get back healthy and better in no more than the 7 days that they are required to stay, or the 10 days that they're required to stay on the IL, and then they'll be back here with Delmarva. Go ahead, take another break, and on the other side, we'll hit you with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. This is the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and fan advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the rest on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. We promised you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups, and now you'll get them here on a very windy Tuesday morning from Salisbury, Maryland. Shorebirds and Red Sox opening up their series just about mid-50s or so at the moment. Feels way colder than that thanks to winds currently sitting about 25 miles an hour coming in from center towards the right field line and then gusting up towards about 40 or so. But anyways, your starting lineups here for today presented by the Preston Automotive Group for the Salem Red Sox and second year manager Luke Montz. They line it up like this, leading it off. It's Edinson Paulino, the second baseman, then Brainerd Bonacci over at shortstop. He'll bat second. Marcelo Meyer, the Red Sox first-round pick last year, fourth overall, back in the lineup for the first time in May. He'll DH here today. Miguel Ugueto, the left fielder, is the cleanup man, followed by Blaze Jordan, third baseman. He'll bat fifth. Eduardo Lopez out in center. He'll bat sixth. Nico Cavadas, the first baseman, bat seventh. Eduardo Vaughn, as my lineup gets blown away from me, he'll play right field, hitting eighth. And Yorberto Mexicano, the catcher, bats ninth for Salem, with Wickelman Gonzalez on the mound here today for Salem Red Sox. Right-handed pitcher, 2.76 ERA to begin the season. For the Shorebirds, this is their starting lineup today. Luis Valdez, the center fielder, will lead it off. Shed Long Jr. on his rehab assignment starts at second today and will bat second. Daryl Hernandez after him, hitting third, playing shortstop. Isaac Baloney, the cleanup man, he's out in right. Noelbert Ramirez, the first baseman, sixth. Trendon Craig, in his first game outside of Florida Complex, he'll bat seventh, playing left. Creed Willems does the catching, hitting eighth. And Isaac De Leon, the DH, bats ninth for Juan De Los Santos on the hill for the Shorebirds here on Tuesday morning. Like we said, temperature comfortable enough to take in a ball game here in early May. The wind way less comfortable, as it will knock everything down going out to left today. But if you put a ball down the right field line, you probably actually have to hit it straightaway right, or it'll get blown back towards the line. You might get yourself a little cheapy here today from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds are taking the field, which means it's time for the national anthem. We'll go ahead, take one more break, and on the other side, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow. Tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the first of six here this week between the Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds back at home for a 12-game homestand. They kick it off with six against a familiar foe in the Salem Red Sox, who the Shorebirds saw 30 times last season. They actually ended the season against Salem with six down towards Roanoke at the end of last season, and now here in the middle of May, the two sides meet up once again. Juan De Los Santos on the hill for the Shorebirds, 9-18 on the season. Delmarva is against Salem, 12-15 on the season, 5.5 games back in the Northern Division. The Shorebirds, 8.5 back. It's De Los Santos on the hill, and this is the defense that the Shorebirds line up behind them. It's Trenton Craig in left, Luis Valdez in center, Isaac Baloney in right. And Albert Romero starts at third, Daryl Hernandez at short, Shed Long Jr. at second, Ryan Higgins at first, and Creed Willems does the catching. De Los Santos making his sixth start of the season. On the campaign, he is 1-2 with a 1.71 ERA. 21 innings, he's struck out 21, walked 10, 13 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, and 1 homer. Last time we saw him was last Wednesday against Columbia. De Los actually pitched that day game that week. That was a little bit later at noon. But he pitches here today against Salem here at 11:05. A blustery first pitch. First pitch of the game to Edinson Paulino is popped in the air to shallow left. In comes the left fielder Trenton Craig. And on the first pitch of the game, Edinson Paulino flies out to left and we're underway. You can see the wind already on that first pitch of the game blowing in so strong from left. Craig had to come a good ways in from left as that ball got knocked down. And De Los Santos, one pitch, one out. That brings up Rainer Bonacci. Switch hitter bats from the left side. And the first pitch from De Los Santos is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Bonacci is somebody who was with Salem last season. Calm stance from the left side. The 0-1. Tied away from De Los Santos, 1-1. That day game last week against Columbia, De Los went four innings, gave up one run on two hits, three walks, six strikeouts. 6'3", 250, works from the first base side of the rubber. His pitch, it's down in the dirt for ball two, 2-1. De Los Santos, just a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup, can run it up there, 93-95. Bonacci hitting 279 on the season, here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back, just under the press box, 2-2. Bonacci just turned 20 years old last season. Here's the pitch. Bonacci swings and slices it out of play, third base side. Count stays level at 2. Out of Venezuela, 795 OPS, number 20 prospect in the Red Sox system. De Los Santos trying to set him down, turns and fires the pitch. Fastball called, strike 3, outside corner. He freezes Bonacci. And there's two up, two down to begin the ball game for De Los Santos. I'll bring up Marcelo Meyer. Probably heard his name before. First round pick of the Red Sox last year, fourth overall. Left-handed hitter, DHing today. This is actually his first game in a couple of weeks. First pitch from De Los Santos is outside for ball one. Last time Meyer played was April the 23rd against Charleston. Actually went 2-for-6 with a homer, but hasn't been seen since. The pitch. Breaking ball on the back foot. 2-0 on Meyer. Marcelo off to a hot start this year prior to the injury. One homer, 10 driven in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a fastball up. 2-1. A clean 888 OPS for Meyer to start the season. The pitch. He swings and chops it into the ground. First base side. Higgins lets it slide by. Second baseman Long. Fields throws to first. Higgins' foot comes off the bag. And Meyer is safe at first. Higgins a little indecisive. Trying to think whether or not he's going to grab that ball or let it go through to Long. Long ended up fielding it in the hole at first. Higgins had to try to track the flight of the ball from Long and find the base at the same time. He never found the bag. And Meyer safely aboard at first. First base runner of the game. That'll be an error on Higgins. Brings up Miguel Ugueto. Cleanup man bats from the right side. And De Los steps off before the first pitch. Ugueto hitting 333 on the season. Holds his hands high. Meyer a short lead from first. The pitch. Fastball paints the outside corner at 95 for strike one. Ugueto, no homers, 10 driven in. Six doubles, though a triple. OPS at 785. 19 years old out of Venezuela. De Los Santos set the letters, his pitch. Slider down the dirt, nice stop by the catcher Freed Willems. And the count's even at one. Wind howling in right now. It's got to be pushing about 35, 40 miles an hour from center when it gusts. De Los Santos gets his sign. 19 years old out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. The pitch. Huguetto reaches for it and pops it back out of play. 1-2. So 1-2 on Huguetto, man at first, two outs, top of the first. De Luz looking for an early clean frame. The pitch. Fastball is down low, 2-2. De Luz has been money through the first three innings. Each time he's pitched and roughed up, so to speak. He actually hasn't given up a run through his first two innings of any game this season. The pitch, Meyer runs from first. It's down and away, ball three. The throw to second, not in time. Willems put it right in the bag, but Meyer able to beat the throw. He swipes second. For Meyer, that's his fourth stolen base of the season. Hasn't been caught yet. He's in scoring position with a full count on Huguetto. The 3-2, breaking ball down and away, ball four. Huguetto lays off, works the walk off of De Los Santos, and after the error, now two on and two out for Blaze Jordan. De Los struggled with the walks against Columbia. He worked around them, tied a season high with three walks, but season high six strikeouts led him to a solid outing, one run over four innings. Now Blaze Jordan, he was with Salem for about the final month and a half of last season. Right-handed batter. The first pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike. Calling balls and strikes today is Shea Graham. Ryan Laws, his crewmate, out in the field. Two on, two out. Top of the first. De Los Santos looking for a scoreless first. Infield, outfield, straight away the pitch. Jordan swings and skies it to the right side of the diamond. That'll get blown all the way out to Bologna in medium deep right, and still angling himself towards the line. He makes the catch for the final out of the inning. De Los Santos strands two aboard. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Salem nothing and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
See you. Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. We go to the bottom of the first here from Purdue Stadium. It's Salem nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat against Wickelman Gonzalez for the Salem Red Sox. Salem stranded two in the top of the first against Juan de Los Santos. Now Gonzalez takes the hill with this defense behind him to start out. It's Miguel Huguetto in left, Eduardo Lopez in center, Eduardo Vaughn out in right. Blaze Jordan's at third, Brenner Bonacci at short, Edinson Paulino, the second baseman, Nico Cavadas at first, and Norberto Mexicano does the catching for Gonzalez. Luis Valdez leads it off for Delmarva as the win continues just to absolutely punish everybody here at Purdue Stadium. You saw the effect it had on Jordan's fly ball to right to end the top of the first. It's the first pitch to Luis Valdez as a called strike at the bottom of the zone at 94. And for off and running, Valdez switch hitter bats from the left side, the 0-1. Takes a fastball high, 1-1. Like I said during the pregame show, Gonzalez pitched against Delmarva last year, although only one hitter from last year who actually saw him remains on the Shorebirds roster. 1-1's outside to Valdez, 2-1, and that'll be Daryl Hernandez due up third in the inning. Gonzalez on the season, 1-1 with a 2.76 ERA. Into his wind, the pitch. Valdez shows bunt and bunts it foul off the count. 16 and a third innings for Gonzalez. 21 strikeouts, 11 walks, 12 hits, 6 runs, 5 earns. 2-2 to Valdez. He swings and misses. That's a nasty changeup at 88, hard and running away. Valdez can't touch it, and there's one away to begin the bottom of the first. Brings up Shed Long. Long played in the big leagues last year with the Mariners. Long got DFA'd by Seattle at the end of last season after sustaining a hairline fracture in his right leg, a stress fracture, I should say. Open stance from the left side, the first pitch. Fastball misses just outside for ball one. Gonzalez on the hill, primarily fastball, changeup, curveball. Now he does have a little slider he's working on. 1-0. Long takes inside, dances out of the way of the fastball. 2-0. Pitch. Inside, and that drills him right on the knee. Not a good start to Long's rehab assignment as Gonzalez drills him right on the knee. Long still down on the ground, flexing his legs out a little. Out comes the assistant trainer Griffin Pyatt to check on him. Along with hands on hips, I think, thinking the same thing I am here. Just a spell of bad luck. So hits him right on the right leg. And Long is hot, probably rightfully so. Long had surgery for the stress fracture in his right leg. That's the leg that he just got hit on. So both the trainer and manager Felipe Rojas Jr. check in on him. Looks like he'll stay in the game, but that is not too fun a way to begin a rehab assignment after not having played in a game since late last year. So he'll walk it on out down to first. Gonzalez loses control of the pitch and nails Long on the right leg. So he'll be at first. So Long good to go. He is at first for Hernandez. One out, bottom of the first. Hernandez, the Shorebirds' leading hitter in just about every category imaginable. Hitting 318, OPS at 968. Gonzalez's first pitch swung on and fouled back for strike one. Wind again gusting left or right across the diamond. Take about any ball that's hit in the air. Probably move it about 30 to 40 feet to its right from where it started out. Long leads away from first, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt gets away from the catcher Mexicano to his left, and Long up to second on the wild pitch. So a runner in scoring position for Hernandez, who saw both a 8-game hit streak and 9-game on base streak come to a close on Sunday. So he went 0 for 4 against Colombia, his only hitless game, or rather second hitless game of the road trip. The pitch. Curveball poked in the air towards center, backing up Lopez, gets under it, makes the catch, Long tagging from second, heading to third. Here's the throw from Lopez, it's a little late, and Long in standing, and advances to third on the fly ball to center. So Felipe checking in on Long over at third, how he's feeling, testing that leg after both A, getting surgery on it, and B, getting hit on it to start out this game. That brings up Isaac Baloney. Switch hitter, bats from the left side. No score, bottom of the first. Gonzalez's pitch. Changeup is high for ball one. Baloney slightly open stance. Long at third, two outs. Gonzalez from the belt, the pitch. And Baloney fouls it back. 1-1. Isaac hitting 247 on the season, a 781 OPS. Had a good start to the road trip with a 6-for-17 spell at Augusta, but finished up against Columbia 2-1, or 1-1 rather, is down and away, two balls and a strike. He's got Long at third, two outs. No score, bomb of the first, game one of the series between Salem and Delmarva, the pitch. Good change up, but just a little bit low. Gonzalez doesn't get the call. 3-1. Shorebirds and their home whites here on Tuesday morning. Salem rocking the navy blue alternates. The pitch. Fastball inside, nearly got Bologna on the elbow. Gets out of the way, though, earns the walk. That puts men at the corners with two away for Noelbert Romero. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for Salem. That's Nick Green. The entire staff from last year, Luke Montz, Nick Green, Nelson Paulino, the hitting coach, all return here for a second season. And Salem had a pretty solid campaign until they actually got upended by Delmarva during the final week of the season. Shorebirds were playing at Salem to end the season, going to the final day of the campaign. Salem needs just a win to make the postseason. They jump out to a 6-0 lead on the Shorebirds before Delmarva rallies with a 6-run sixth and then wins it in the ninth on a Billy Cook 2-run homer. Couple that with a Down East win. Red Sox eliminated. Down East made the championship series, eventually losing in 5 to Charleston. First pitch to Noelbert Romero. Swing and a miss. Fastball high. 0-1. Men at the corners, 2 outs. Bottom of the first. Winkelman Gonzalez trying to work around the early danger. 0-1. Romero swings and fouls it back off the top of the net, down into the concourse. It's 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes on Romero. Provided 1 of the 3 runs for the Shorebirds back on Sunday with a solo homer. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, fastball up, appeal to second, and Laws says Romero went around. Gonzalez caps off the first with his second strikeout of the inning and strands men at first and third to end the frame. We go to the second, no score after 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
Nachos.
I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride
when it's time to head out. If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a 3 limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here from Salisbury. Shorebirds and Red Sox scoreless after an inning of play. Eduardo Lopez leads it off for Salem. Juan de Los Santos from the first base side of the rubber rocks and deals. And his first pitch changeups on the outside corner for strike 1. 6-7-8 due up for Salem. Both teams strand 2 runners aboard in their first times at bat. 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside edge, 0-2. De Los really going to the off-speed stuff a good deal earlier here today. Typically, it's about 75% fastball. Mixing it up here to start this one out, 0-2. That fastball slipped out of his hand all the way to the backstop, 1-2. Lopez, switch hitter, bats from the left side. We saw a little bit of him last year with Salem. 95 OPS, the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Creed Willems. De Los Santos with his second strikeout of the game sits down Lopez here to start off the second. So 1 out, nobody on. That brings up Nico Cavadas. Cavadas, like Lopez, was with Salem at the end of last year. First pitch to Cavadas. Changeup misses outside for ball one. No score atop of the second here from Purdue Stadium. De Los Santos, the 1-0. And Cavadas takes, breaking ball low for ball two. On the season, Nico hitting 301, an OPS over 1,000, 1,011. The pitch. Fastball top of the zone. Gets the call at the belt, 2-1. Two homers, 10 driven in for Cavadas, 11th rounder out of Notre Dame last year. Simple stance from the left side, slightly open the pitch. He swings and belts one out to right. Baloney racing back, is able to backpedal and get there in time. As that ball had a lot of topspin on it. And Baloney a good read, and despite the wind, able to reel it in for the second out here in the second. Upper up Eduardo Vaughn, the right fielder for Salem. Vaughn hitting 231 to start the year, 636 OPS. Square stance from the right side, the first pitch. De Los Santos paints the outside corner for strike one. No score, top two. Shorebirds in Salem here on Education Day, Tuesday morning. De Los long black sleeves into his wind, the pitch. Spikes in a breaking ball, straight to the backstop, 1-1. Falling out of Panama was one of the, if not the top prospects, coming out of the small Latin American country. Back a couple of years ago, too, drops in at the knees outside corner, falling two strikes. Now 20 years old, 5 years later, after being signed by Boston here at single A. 1-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos gets him with the slider at 87. Three strikeouts through two for De Los Santos. Fires a 1-2-3 second. We'll go to the bottom of the inning. No score here from Salisbury here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bomb in the second. No score after inning and a half. Sam Jelinek with you Tuesday morning from Purdue Stadium. Ryan Higgins leads it off for the Shorebirds against Wickelman Gonzalez. Stranded two aboard to end his first time out in the mound. 6-7-8 due up for Delmarva in the second. Right on right matchup in the first pitch. Fastball gets the top of the zone at 94 for strike one. Gonzalez really likes to work quick out in the mound, even when he goes into his windup. Very fast mover. 0-1. Fastball, same spot, same result. 0-2. Higgins trying to get going here on the young season, hitting 181, 638 OPS. Was 1-for-4 last time he played, though. The pitch way outside. Misses, ball and two strikes. Finished off that series against Columbia, smacking his first homer of the series. Had another hit on Sunday. Stole a base, scored a run. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. Blows by Higgins. And Gonzalez now with three strikeouts through an inning and a third. Coming into today, both Salem and Delmarva struggled a good deal pitching-wise. An interesting thing for Salem is, though, their starting staff has actually been very good to begin the year, Gonzalez being the ace of that. Here's Trenton Craig for his first at-bat with the Shorebirds in the first pitch. Tries to check his swing, but fouls it back for strike one. Craig, 20th round pick of the Orioles last year out of Lewisburg College, started at NC State, transferred to junior college, and then got drafted out of there. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1. Despite being picked in the final round, 587th overall, Craig signed for $125,000 over slot. 1-1. Swung on and fouled back, 1-2. Slot being in rounds 10-plus, you're essentially given up to $125,000 without penalty. Anything after that counts against your cap. So the O's end up paying him $250K. 1-2. Swung on and popped out of play, right field side. Stay at 1-2. The second, no score. Craig last year down the FCL played really well in 24 games. Right-handed batter, the 1-2. Takes high, fastball misses, 2-2. Hit 294, 385 on base percentage, 796 OPS. One homer, eight driven in. Locked in a battle here with Gonzalez, 2-2. Here it comes. Craig checks his swing. They appeal to first, and Laws says he held up in time. It's the count full. Full count on Craig. One out, nobody on. No score yet here between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. Gonzalez the rock in the pitch. Fastball, high ball four. And Craig works the second walk of the game off Gonzalez. He is aboard at first with one out for Creed Willems. Willems joined the Shorebirds on the road at Augusta. Ended up playing about the final week and a half of that road trip. Two for his first 30 outside the complex. Just trying to find his stride. Left-handed batter. Man at first, one out. The pitch. Fastball up and in for ball one. First couple of games, Creed actually played with batting gloves, and since then has been rocking all natural. Some mullet poking out the back of his helmet. Craig leads away from first. The pitch. Fastball rides up and in, 2-0. Middle infield at a modified double play depth. Second baseman Paulino to the pull side for the left-handed batter. Wind still howling in from center. The pitch. Willems swings and fouls it back, 2-1. Craig was 7 for 10 stolen bases down in the FCL last season. So he thinks about running here, 2-1, good hit and run count. 2-1, he is running, and Willems fouls it back out of play. Two balls, two strikes. So Craig returns to first. Shorebirds looking to strike first in this ball game. No score, bottom of the second. 2-2 on Willems. Trenton Craig at first. Gonzalez set at the belt, first base side of the rubber, the pitch. Fastball tails just outside. And for the second straight batter, the count's full. If nothing, the Shorebirds making Gonzalez work hard early on. He's at 35 pitches through an inning and a third. Willems chokes up on the bat. Gonzalez the set and the pitch. And Creed swings and pops it up. Down the third baseline towards the Shorebirds dugout. Catcher Mexicano off with the mask makes the catch as he collides with the third baseman Blaze Jordan for the second out of the inning. And him and Jordan just laugh it off knowing that the wind playing pretty devious tricks on them there. Both had to be there to try to catch that ball because nobody knew where the wind was going to blow it next. And a great job by Mexicano to stick with it, put it away for the second out of the inning. Craig still at first, and that brings up Isaac De Leon with a man at first and two away. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. Right-on-right matchup. Craig leads away from first, now dives back to the bag as Gonzalez checks in on him. De Leon trying to heat up. Had four hits in the series at Columbia, including his first homer of the season. First pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. That one at 92 from Gonzalez. Infield, outfield, straight up, straight away. De Leon, 558 OPS, swings through the 0-1. Fastball up and out of the zone, it's 0-2. So Craig still at first after walking with one away. Gonzalez trying to pick up his fourth strikeout of the game. 0-2 on De Leon. The pitch, Craig runs, fastball outside. A pump fake of a throw from Mexicano as Paulino wasn't covering the bag at second. He throws his hands up. He wasn't sure he was supposed to be covering. That's a stolen base for Craig, his first of the season with the Shorebirds in his first game. Crowd either making some noise or they never stopped. 1-2. Breaking ball poked on the ground to third. Picked up by Jordan in line with the base. Fires across the diamond and retires De Leon on the 5-3 putout to end the frame. Shorebirds strand Craig out at second. We go to the third, scoreless after two, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebird kids' next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the third, scoreless after two between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Looks like we've got a defensive change here as Shed Long Jr. out of the game after just two innings. Michael Deson takes over in center as Luis Valdez moves to second. So your new defensive alignment in the outfield, it's Craig in left, Deson in center, Pallone in right. First pitch from De Los Santos to Roberto Mexicano, cut on and missed for strike one. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Red Sox. And then on the infield, it's Romero at third, Hernandez at short, Valdez at second, and Higgins at first. Willems still doing the catching. 0-1. Fastball misses in, 1-1. De Los Santos from the first base side of the rubber. Glove in front of his face, now into his wind. The leg kick and the pitch, cut on and missed. Hanging off speed pitch, Mexicano couldn't touch it. 1-2. Mexicano, the catcher for Salem, just made a fine play in the top of the inning, or rather the last half inning, bottom of the second. The pitch swung on and fouled back right off the top of the press box in front of me. Actually knocked off a piece of the press box and back down. 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner. De Los Santos with his fourth strikeout of the game. And there's one away here in the third. Well, that was eventful. One out here in the third. As Mexicano knocks off a piece of the press box with a strikeout to boot. Top of the order now, Edinson Paulino. First pitch. This is outside for ball one. Paulino flat out to left on the game's first pitch. 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge. One comical today versus his last couple of outings. He needed 67 pitches to get through four last Wednesday. He's at just 38 through 2 1/3 today. The pitch, swing and a miss. Back foot breaking ball. Paulino waves through it. 1-2. On the season, Paulino hitting 233, a 719 OPS. Top 20 prospects in the Orioles system, or in the Red Sox system, rather, number 19. The pitch swung on and hit high in the air to deep right field. Baloney racing back, looks up at the wall, it's gone. Paulino powers through the wind and deposits it over the right field fence for a solo homer, his second of the season. And the Red Sox strike first. Paulino with the solo shot. It's 1-0 Salem here in the third. That's about the only place you'll be able to homer here today, with the wind blowing straight in from center towards the right field line. Paulino barreled it up and just barely got it through the wind. One out, still nobody on, and Brainier Bonacci now the batter. He swings and flares it into left. That'll drop in for a base hit. Craig over towards the line picks it up. Bonacci a hard turn. He'll hold on at first with a one-out single. Back-to-back hits for the Red Sox. Actually, the first hits of the game for anybody. So after De Los Santos cruised through the first two, opened the third with a strikeout. Second time through the order, not being too kind for him. Marcelo Meyer, now the batter, reached on an error his first time up. The pitch, he swings and misses through the changeup for strike one. Meyer, after being drafted fourth overall last year by the Red Sox, immediately became the Red Sox number one prospect in their system. Threw over to first and back in with a dive is Bonacci. 1-0 Salem, top of the third on Edinson Paulino's second homer of the season. 0-1 on Meyer. Tom stands from the left side, pitch. Breaking ball at the knees, 0-2. Meyer had been rumored to potentially go number one. Pirates ended up going catcher, 0-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos gets him. Foul tip held on to by Willems. Change up down and away. Meyer couldn't believe it was strike three. He thought that was just strike two. I don't think he thought the prior pitch, the breaking ball, was a called strike. That's the fifth punch out of the game for De Los Santos. And there's two away in the third. Bonacci still at first with now two away for Miguel Ugueto. Ugueto walked his first time up back in the first. Right-handed batter. Kick and the pitch. Fastball fouled back for strike one. One nothing Salem on Paulino's solo homer. Ugueto hands held high from the right side. De Los Santos, letter high set, kicks and deals. Sliders outside. 1-1. De Los came in to the season just fastball, curveball, changeup, but he's been adding that slider in. Been able to throw it hard at about 87 miles an hour most times. Curveball tracks down to about 82. 1-1. Breaking ball is up high for ball two. Ugueto, not even 20 years old yet. Won't turn 20 until the end of the season. Out of Venezuela, against De Los Santos out of the DR. Heading the count 2-1. De Los Santos ready at the shoulders, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball running in. Ugueto swings through it. 2-2. See if Bonacci's off and running here. 2-for-3 in stolen bases on the season. Man at first, two outs. It's 1-0 Salem in the third. De Los Santos fires home, and the fastball on struck a pose out in the mound, waiting for the home plate umpire to ring up. Ugueto never came. Counts full. Now Bonacci will be off on the pitch. 3-2, two outs. 1-0 Red Sox in the third. Here it comes, and the fastball popped in the air down the right field line. Wind blowing it towards foul territory. Baloney into the Salem bullpen makes the catch as he somehow holds on while going barreling into the sidewall. Phenomenal play by Isaac Baloney ends the inning. And we go to the bottom of the third. It's now Salem 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Delano's voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Tom of the third, Short Sox here, 1-0. Vincent Paulino with a solo homer in the top of the frame gets the scoring started. Shorebirds without a hit, first time through the order against Wickelman Gonzalez. Luis Valdez gets a second turn at Gonzalez here to begin the third. Luis struck out swinging his first time up. Switch hitter bats left in the first pitch. He swings and pokes it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Ugueto, the left fielder, and it drops in just foul. As the wind trying to help it back towards fair territory. Just not enough assistance. Strike one on Valdez. Michael Deson on deck after he came into the game for Shed Long. Long got hit on the knee. His first at bat. Obviously on a rehab assignment this week. 0-1. Misses outside 1-1. And I do not know what the plan was for how many innings Long was going to play today. I doubt it was going to be just two. 1-1. Change up floats outside, 2-1. So Long leaves the game probably precautionary at this point. So he was able to run the bases afterwards. 2-1 coming home. And Valdez chops it into the ground on one hop to the first baseman, Cavadas. He races Valdez to the bag and beats him there for the first out here in the third. So Deson takes the spot of Long, who, as we mentioned, was hit on the knee in his first at-bat. Deson hits for him here, right-handed batter. Gonzalez the full windup and the pitch. Breaking ball a little low for ball one. Deson hitting .244 in the season, a .577 OPS. Hit leadoff back on Sunday, the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Gonzalez works from dead center on the rubber. Very mechanically sound windup. Fires home. And a slow breaking ball wraps around the inside corner, 2-1. Hands held together at the belt. Gets his sign. Leg kick, here it comes. Fastball down and away, 3-1. Deson was 4-for-21 in that series against Columbia. Ended up 7-for-40 during the road trip. Still just trying to tap into his power a little bit more here to begin the season. Just three doubles, his only extra base hits. Hasn't homered yet. 1-0, Birds trail, bottom of the third. Here it comes. Fastball down the middle, 3-2. Wind continuing to howl in from dead center. Gonzalez, the payoff pitch. Fastball outside for ball four. He walks his third of the game. The only base runners the Shorebirds have today are from Gonzalez's wildness. Three walks plus a hit batter. Brings up Daryl Hernandez with a man at first and one out. Hernandez flat out to center his first time up. 1-0 State Lum lead here in the last of the third. Gonzalez from the belt fires home, and the breaking ball down and away. Appeal out to second, and Brian Laws says Hernandez went around. No argument from Darryl there. I think he knew it. 0-1. Shorebirds didn't have a whole lot of success against Gonzalez when they faced off against him last year. The 0-1 spiked breaking ball. Great stop by Mexicano. Keeps DeSone at first. Counts even at one. In the two starts Gonzalez had against the Shorebirds last year, he totaled 8 2/3. No decision each time. Gave up 3 runs on 6 hits, 4 walks, struck out 10. 1-1 on Hernandez, but first a throw over, and DeSone back in with the dive. DeSone was caught stealing back on Sunday after reaching on an error to start the game. 1-1. Hernandez takes high, 2-1. And Gonzalez's pitch count starting to escalate somewhat early here at 53 pitches through 2 1/3. Despite the 0-4 for Darryl back on Sunday, he's still top 5 in a bevy of categories here in the Carolina League. Takes a big rip through the 2-1. Counts even at 2. Darryl still tied for 3rd in the league with homers, 5. Leads the league in slugging at .612. Tied 1st in extra base hits with 13. And 3rd in total bases with 52. 2-2. Fastball outside, and Hernandez works it full. Begin the season, Darryl now playing in his 22nd game. He has had an 8-game hit streak and a 7-game hit streak. Basically played every game this year with a base knock. 3-2, swing and a miss. Fastball up. Hernandez foul tips it, held onto by Mexicano. And there's 2 away here in the 3rd. DeSone stays put at 1st. Freeze of Isaac Bologna. DeSone still at 1st, 2 out. Bologna walked his first time up. Shorebirds have stranded runners on in every inning. 2 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd. Pitch to Bologna. Fastball in at the knees for strike 1. 1-0 Salem, bottom 3. Edinson Paulino, a solo homer in the top of the frame, kicked off the scoring today. Now Bologna from the left side. 3 homers himself on the season. That's 2nd on the team. 0-1. Up and away, 1-1. Not surprisingly, Gonzalez actually just one of 3 guys on the Salem defense actually going without sleeves today. Just him, Cavadas, and then Ugueto in left. The pitch. Breaking ball spiked. Blocked by Mexicano. DeSone holds on at 1st. And Bologna back ahead in the count, 2-1. Typically, especially for Latin American pitchers, they love being warm out in the mound. So no sleeves today for Gonzalez. A little surprising with the wind and mist. 2-2 doesn't seem to be affecting him too much, on the verge of 3 scoreless innings. Two and two on Bologna. DeSone at 1st, 2 outs in the 3rd. Here it comes. And Bologna fouls it straight back. Stays alive at 2-2. Okay, so leads away from 1st. Pretty cautious on the lead right now. Cavadas holds him on. Break even again is way outside. Goes straight to the backstop. And DeSone has 2nd free of charge on the wild pitch. So full count on Bologna. Tying run out at 2nd. 2 outs in the 3rd. Wind still blustering straight in from center. Time called at the plate. Gonzalez ready at the belt. Takes a look to 2nd, now the 3-2, and Bologna, a high fly ball down the right field line. Vaughn over towards the corner. Will it stay in play? It will not, as the wind takes that baseball about 100 feet to its right off of its starting line. Looked like it was going to be a fly ball down the right field line, maybe towards the corner, not all too deep. Ended up having home run distance. Way foul. So Bologna back to the box, but the count's still full. Although both these teams have struggled out on the mound to begin this season, the two worst ERAs in the league. Delmarva at 5.43, Salem at above 5.5. The difference is Salem has hit to begin the season, one of the best offensive teams in the league. 3-2. Bologna takes up and in for ball four, spins out of the way. As he walks for the second time already this morning. And there's men at first and second for Noel Burt Romero. Now to the mound for coach Nick Green. As perhaps typical of a Tuesday morning game after a day off on Monday, laboring through the first three innings here for both sides. Green turns back to the dugout, leaves Gonzalez with a few words of wisdom. And now Romero, who hit in this same situation back in the first, does it again. Men at first and second, and two outs. Romero hit his third homer of the season back on Sunday. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball on the outside half for strike one. And Albert struck out against Gonzalez his first time up. It's a good road trip for Romero. Finished 8 for 33 with 4 extra base hits. 0-1. Fastball yanked outside, 1-1. He's got 2 on and 2 out here. Shoreburg's down 1-0, bottom of the third. Infield, outfield, straight up, straight away. The 1-1. Romero lays off, breaking ball in the dirt, down and away. Counts 2-1. Romero acquired back in 2019 from Boston, so probably playing with quite a few guys that he knows as part of the Andrew Cashner trade. Elio Prado coming over with Romero. It's a part of that deal prior to the deadline in 2019. Trying to do damage against his old club. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Pass ball up. Can't connect. 2-2. This is a Salem team with quite a few Latin American signees who will probably sign at the same time as Romero. Both he and Gonzalez out of Venezuela. 2-2. Romero swings and fouls it back over our heads. And the count stays even at 2. Wickelman out of Maracay, while Noel Burt part of the country. 2-1, 2-out. Now the 2-2 home. Romero swings and pops it up. This will be a tough play with the wind. It's getting blown back towards second. Second baseman Paulino under it, and he makes the catch after the shortstop Bonacci thought he was going to be the one to grab it off the bat. Paulino sticks with it, though, ends the inning. The Shorebirds turned away. We go to the fourth. It's Salem 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds and the Red Sox. It's 1-0 Salem after three innings of play. Blaze Jordan leads it off for Salem. De Los Santos looking for a scoreless fourth after allowing the first few here on Tuesday morning. First pitch home. Jordan pokes it the other way towards right, but the wind will blow it right to Baloney in righty field. That looked like that ball was going to dunk in down the line. Instead, it ends up as a line drive out to right. And Jordan retired on the first pitch of the fourth. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. He struck out swinging his first time up. Bats from the left side, hitting an even 300 on the season. First pitch home, he swings and misses for strike one. De Los Santos at just 52 pitches through 3 1/3 thus far. 0-1 to Lopez. He swings and skies it on the infield. Second baseman Valdez coming in right behind the mound. Shortstop Hernandez makes the call and the catch, though, racing in behind the mound as he tracked it the whole way with the wind really starting to kick up, blowing straight in from center. And there's two away quickly here in the fourth. Just three pitches in for De Los Santos in the frame. Brings up Nico Cavadas. He flied out to right his first time up. Left-handed batter. De Los Santos peeks in over his black mitt, leg kick the pitch. And Cavadas takes a rip and blasts one high in the air to shallow right. Second baseman Valdez backing up, camps under it, and makes the catch with two hands. It's a four-pitch fourth for Juan De Los Santos. When we go to the bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds still down 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Sam Jelinek with you as we shift into Tuesday afternoon. First pitch, 11 o'clock here today. Education Day, bunch of kiddos in the ballpark. Brian Higgins leads it off for the Birds. Here against Wickelman Gonzalez. First pitch home. Higgins swings and fouls it back out of play. First strike one, 6-7-8. Two up for Delmarva. Still searching for their first hit of the game. Higgins struck out swinging against Gonzalez back in the second. Gonzalez the windup and the pitch. Higgins ropes it on the ground, foul down the third baseline. It's 0-2. Ryan, like we said during his first at-bat, just trying to find his groove. Where to begin this season. Different points, it seems like he's finally found it, but not consistently. 0-2. Breaking ball just outside. That's a little slider there from Gonzalez. That's the pitch he's been working on. Come off of his changeup and curveball. Nearly had the edge. 1-2. Wind up the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swing to the changeup. Higgins waves through it down the dirt. Fifth strikeout of the game for Gonzalez, and there's one away here in the fourth. Shorebirds have certainly been offensively challenged to begin the season. Right now they are second to last in the league with 106 runs scored, only better than Fayetteville, who has 105. Brings up Trenton Craig. Walked his first time up, and the first pitch curveball floats in top of the zone for strike one. Craig walked his first Delmarva at bat, then swiped second. Right-handed batter. 0-1. On the outside corner with the slider, 0-2. Hard to say if that's actually a slider or a softer cutter there from Gonzalez. Either way, it's been effective so far today. 0-2 to Craig. Down the dirt, 1-2. Trenton, a very simple stance from the right side. Squats at the knees, chokes up just a touch. White batting gloves. Oh, dark green bat. 1-2. Swung on and fouled back just to our right in the press box. Count stays at 1-2. Gonzalez approaching 80 pitches through four innings. Right now at 78. Righty goes into his wind. The 1-2 home. Breaking ball just got a piece of it. Craig dribbles it to the backstop, 1-2. Trenton last year with Lewisburg was named the National Junior College Region 10 Player of the Year. Hit 420, 14 homers, 28 stolen bases. The pitch swung on and poked on the ground towards second by the dive of Paulino up the middle and into center, a base hit. Trenton Craig provides the Birds with their first hit of the game. A base hit with one out in the fourth. And Craig, still perfect in his brief Delmarva tenure. He's 1-for-1. Out to the mound goes the manager, Luke Montz, and with Gonzalez at precisely 80 pitches, that'll be the end of the line for Wickelman today. He goes 3 1/3 scoreless. We've got ourselves an early tech net called the bullpen. Be back with a new arm on the mound. Salem leads 1-0 in the fourth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place. The Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck. There are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Getting blown in from the bullpen here for Wickelman Gonzalez. It is one Osvaldo De La Rosa on this tech net called the bullpen. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth on a blustery Tuesday afternoon. Wind gusts have been up to about 45 miles an hour here from Purdue Stadium. So Gonzalez gets blown in from right, or blown off the mound, I should say, towards the first base side dugout, and De La Rosa comes in to replace him. Osvaldo, 24 years old, he is 1-1 with a 6.55 ERA, making his eighth appearance. 11 innings, he struck out 11, walked 7, and Creed Willems the first to face him. First pitch home. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Willems, after going all natural his past week and a half, dons the batting gloves here. Left-handed stick, black batting gloves now. 1-0. Fastball runs outside for ball two. De La Rosa, high Red Sox today. Long red sleeves. Fiddles with the ball behind his back. Now comes set. And a throw over to first. Craig back in safely. Trenton Craig at first after singling off of Gonzalez. The first and only hit Wickelman allowed here today. He is Gonzalez's responsibility. 2-0. Willems swings and pops it out of play. Third base side for strike one. Hesitant to say how to play on anything hit to the left side in the air, because the odds of the wind blowing it back towards the field of play right now is about 50-50. Somehow we haven't had a drop pop up here today despite a bevy of balls in the air. Throw over to first, and Craig crawls back to the bag. Willems popped up to the catcher his first time up against De La Rosa here ahead in the count 2-1. Osvaldo leans in, comes to the shoulder high set. Leg kick, the pitch. Willems takes, fastball in the inside corner, 2-2. Osvaldo throws very much across his body from a three-quarter slot. Just slings it towards the plate. Uses all of his 6'4", 210 frame to get it up there at about 90. 2-2. Willems fouls it back over our heads. And the count stays even, 2-2. Shorebirds down 1-0, bottom four. And at first, one out for Willems, chokes up on the bat. And only the field at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Willems swings and launches one high in the air down the right field line. Eduardo Vaughn coming in. Right fielder into foul territory, finally tracks it down. Puts it away for the second out of the inning. That's a baseball on a normal day is a routine fly out to right. Vaughn probably wouldn't have had to move too far, but this time has to come running in 100 feet into foul territory. There's two out. Brings up Isaac De Leon. He grounded the third his first time up. Man at first, two outs. Birds down 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and away for ball one. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so De Los Santos will have a chance to complete five today. 1-0. De Leon hits one high in the air to right field. Lopez still racing after it, and he reels it in, goes full steam into the wall. As the wind holds it up, Lopez gets over and after it for the final out of the inning as Vaughn helps him to his feet. What a play by Eduardo Lopez out in center to end the inning. Would have tied the game instead. We go to the fifth. Salem still leads 1-0. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the fifth, Salem still the 1-0 lead over Delmarva. After Eduardo Lopez makes a sensational running grab out in right center to take a potential RBI double away from Isaac De Leon that was wind-aided by a good margin. Juan De Los Santos back to work, and his first pitch to Vaughn swung on and missed for strike one. Eduardo Vaughn leads it off. 8-9-1 duo. Up against De Los Santos. 0-1. Fastball runs up and in, 1-1. Delos at just 56 pitches here through four-plus innings. Keegan Gillis looks like he's starting to do some calisthenics out in the bullpen. He'll be the next man on. 1-1. Breaking ball, top of the zone, can't get the call, 2-1. And if Gillis comes on to replace De Los Santos, that's about the only guy in the Shorebirds bullpen where we could go from De Los Santos on the mound to somebody taller out of the bullpen. 2-1. Breaking ball backs up inside and misses, 3-1. Shorebirds chased Wickelman Gonzalez out of the game, 80 pitches through 3 1/3. They've still yet to score. Trailing 1-0 here in the fifth. The pitch swung on and fouled back. That'll get right off the front of the press box and back down. And the count full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out in the pitch. Called strike 3. Vaughn can't pull the trigger as De Los Santos freezes him on the outside corner. De Los now with 6 strikeouts on the game. Ties a season high for him, his second straight outing with 6. And there's one away here to begin the fifth. Brings up your Roberto Mexicano. He struck out his first time up against De Los Santos. In the first pitch, he swings and lines it out to right. Baloney towards the alley as it kick off his shin on a hop around first, going to second Mexicano. Here's the throw. It is in time! Isaac Baloney recovers splendidly out and right and throws out Mexicano, trying to stretch it to 2 bases. And there's 2 away here in the fifth. The wind and its devilish tricks finally got Baloney as he almost had a chance to make a catch on the ball off the bat. Ended up short hopping hit off his shin. Mexicano tried to take second and Baloney throws him out. Top of the order now, Edinson Paulino. And De Los Santos fires a strike to open the at-bat. To rule it a single and then a 9-6 on the assist for Baloney. It up down the left field line. Third baseman Romero into foul territory has just enough room. And from the Shorebirds tunnel to put it away, and Juan De Los Santos on 63 pitches is through 5 innings of one-run baseball. We're halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Birds down 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home here on Tuesday afternoon. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Sam Jelinek with you. Juan De Los Santos through 5 innings on Bear. Waldo De La Rosa comes back out for his first full inning out of the pen. He got the final 2 outs, the fourth, completing Wickelman Gonzalez's line of 3 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. First pitch to Luis Valdez is lined down the right field side. That's a foul ball. Would have been a triple for Valdez in his speed, but the wind doesn't help him out. Pushes it foul. Strike 1. So De La Rosa gets the top of the order here in the fifth. Valdez, DeSone, and Hernandez. Remember Shed Long, who had been hitting second and playing second, got hit on the knee in his first at-bat, exited the game after running the bases. Valdez 0 for 2. 0-1. Swung on and chopped towards the whole left side. Shortstop Bonacci on the third hop, grabs it, throws to first in time to get Valdez. That is a quick play by Bonacci there with how fast Valdez runs. Good job by Brainerd. Take your cap when you need to. And there's one away here to be in the fifth. Brisa Michael Dazon took over for Long in the two-hole, now playing center. Walked his first time up, was stranded out at second to end the third. De La Rosa from the stretch with nobody on. Shoulder high set, the pitch. Fastball knocked on the ground towards short. Room service hot for Bonacci. Throws to first and retires Dazon, and there's quickly two away here in the fifth. That one far easier for Bonacci. Makes the play all the same, and there's two away here in the fifth. Brings up Daryl Hernandez. Daryl 0 for 2. Longest slump that he's been in this season. He's now 0 for his last 6. First pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. Shorebird's down 1-0. Bottom 5. Wind still gusting in from center. Getting on about 40 miles an hour or so. Right on right matchup. De La Rosa's pitch. And Hernandez takes inside. Fastball can't cut the corner. 2-0. Shorebird's just one hit in the game. Trenton Craig a single to right back in the fourth. Birds have walked four times. Also been hit by a pitch. The 2-0 line down to short off of Bonacci's glove and into shallow left. Hernandez makes the turnaround first. He'll hold up there. And he's aboard with two outs here in the fifth. That ball looked like it knuckled on Bonacci combined with the wind. Wasn't able to reel it in. That'll be an error on Bonacci despite that ball being stung, was right at him. Brings up Isaac Bologna. He's walked twice. First pitch. Isaac checks his swing. Misses outside. Appeal to second. And no swing, says Brian Laws. Hernandez leads away from first. Daryl got out and running a little bit more during the road trip. It's now up to 5 stolen bases on the year. Hasn't been caught. 1-0 is high and away for ball two. Two and zero on Bologna, tying run at first here in the fifth. The pitch runs outside for ball three. So 3-0 count on Bologna. Hernandez at first, two away. On deck, Noelbert Romero. Weird thing is for the Shorebirds. 3-0 pitch coming home. Fastball on the inside corner, 3-1. During each inning, on and even, they've sent the same guys to the plate. Valdez threw Romero in the first and third. And then Higgins threw De Leon in the second and fourth. Romero on deck here with two out in the fifth. Threw over to first and Hernandez back safely. Shorebird trying to follow Sue again, although it hasn't produced anything yet. Down 1-0, bottom 5 here in the series opener. 3-1. Bologna swings and misses. Letter high fastball. And the count's full. So Hernandez a head jump. Isaac, 8 extra base hits on the season. 5 doubles, 3 homers. Trying to put something in the gap and tie this game. De La Rosa, the high set. Kicks and throws. Bologna swings and misses to end the inning. Fastball just pumped by him. First strikeout out of the pen for De La Rosa. And the Shorebirds strand Hernandez at first to end the inning. We're on to the sixth. Birds down 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
So much to protect us, darling. Make sure that it's all.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bulk. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Still a 1-0 game as we go to the sixth. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox. Juan de los Santos comes out for a reason. He worked at most five, but here today with his pitch count allowing him to, he comes out for the sixth, having allowed just one run. Solo homer back in the third to Edinson Paulino. De los Santos gets 2, 3, and 4 here in the bottom of the, or top of the sixth, rather. First pitch to Brenner Bonacci is a breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike. Bonacci, Meyer, and Ugueto here in the inning. 0-1. Swung on and drilled out to right, sending Bologna back, still going back in front of the warning track. He reels it in to retire Bonacci. Falls to 1-for-3. One away here in the sixth. I think the big thing for De Los Santos is not even working just into the sixth today, but he's going through the heart of the order for Salem. Bonacci, Meyer, Ugueto, the best they have to offer. Especially Meyer. Big test for young Juan, still just 19. Meyer from the left side, he's 0-for-2 in his return to action today. First game in about 2 weeks. First pitch, he swings and misses. Fastball letter high for strike one at 94 there from De Los Santos. Oh, 1. Fastball down and in, 1-1. De Los Santos' season high pitches-wise was 73, back in the 22nd against Myrtle Beach. A turn in the 1-1. Change-up floats outside, 2-1. Wind starting to gust again. Out towards the right field corners. The flag in center about become unhinged. 2-1. Fastball at the knees, 2-2. Meyer, the top prospect in the Red Sox system. Very fluid swing. Everything he does in the field so natural. Somehow, still just 19. 2-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos gets him to chase up and away. That's a new career high. 7 strikeouts for Juan De Los Santos as he sits down Meyer. 2 away in the sixth. So De Los, a career day. 7 strikeouts. His most stateside. That brings up Miguel Ugueto. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds trail 1-0, top six. De Los Santos is actually had more than 7 before. 1-0, swing and a miss. Down low, 1-1. That was back in the DSL, though. 2019, he struck out 8 Angel Dominican Summer Leaguers. Lined up in the 1-1 to Ugueto. He swings and pounds it on the ground to short. Hernandez sticks back on it, gloves it, throws to first to retire Ugueto. And Juan De Los Santos with a quick sixth, now at just 73 pitches, sends us to the bottom of the frame with the Birds down 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still being shut out. You trail it 1-0. Against the Salem Red Sox, Sam Jelinek with you. We've got a tech hit called the bullpen. Miguel Suero takes over for Osvaldo De La Rosa. As De La Rosa goes an inning and two-thirds, scoreless out of the pen. Doesn't walk anybody, doesn't allow a hit. Strikes out one and hands the ball to Miguel Suero. As the righty makes his eighth appearance of the season, he's 2-1 with a 7.24 ERA. He's greeted by Noelbert Romero, and the first pitch from Suero is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. 5-6-7 due up for the Red Sox. Suero 6-1, 185. Romero from the right side, the pitch. Noelbert swings and pops it out of play. Right field side, 1-1. Noelbert 0-2, he struck out. Popped out to second, both times big spots, two on and two out in the first and third. 1-1. Romero swings and again gets under one, puts it out of play. Right field side again, 1-2. Shorebirds just one hit in the game. They've worked four walks. They've been hit by a pitch. Nothing to show for it yet. Only run in the game coming back in the third inning on an Edinson Paulino solo homer. Romero hitting .259 on the season, three homers. Suero from the third base side of the rubber winds up and throws, and Romero lofts it out of play again down the first base line into the picnic deck. Stay at 1-2. Shorebirds and Red Sox will be back to a normal hour tomorrow, 7:05. For the rest of the series, actually until Sunday when we play at 2. 1-2. Romero takes outside, two balls, two strikes. Suero, 13 2/3 innings this season. He's struck out 13, walked 5. 18 hits, 14 runs, 11 earned. 2-2. Romero swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice pick by Mexicano, tags him out of the plate. One batter, one strikeout for Suero to begin his night. Called the bullpen when we go to the seventh. Keegan Gillis currently warming up out in the bullpen after Juan de los Santos goes six innings, allowing just one run on three hits. Pitch to Ryan Higgins. Pass ball in the outside corner for strike one. De Los Santos strikes out a career-high stateside, at least seven batters. 0-1. Higgins takes down and away, 1-1. One out, nobody on for Ryan. The Birds still down by a run. Higgins has struck out twice this afternoon. 1-1. Higgins swings and pops it out of play. First base side, 1-2. Suero, 25 years old, out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. Obviously a little bit older for this level. Full windup from the third base side is pitch. Higgins swings and misses, can't connect on 93, belt high. Back-to-back strikeouts for Suero out of the pen, and there's two away. Brings up Trenton Craig. Trenton's been on base both times. He's stepped to the plate today. Walked, stole a base in the second, singled in the fourth. Right-handed batter, here's the first pitch. Loopy breaking ball misses high for ball one. Shorebirds were held back on Sunday as the 1-0 misses down and away for ball two. Held to under five hits in that one. Three runs. 2-0. Craig lines it the other way, and I'll get pushed foul into the seats, 2-1. Offensively of late, Shorebirds have really been mired in a season-long slump as a team. 2-1. It's down low for ball three. The only thing they've done at a league-average rate this season is actually homer. But the problem has been all of their homers have been solo or two-run shots. 3-1. Fastball inside. That actually, did that nick Craig? No, that came off the butt of his bat. Barrios Jr. inquires as to what happened. Craig doesn't argue it, and the count's full. Payoff pitch. Down and away, ball four, and Craig does indeed walk. Two-out free pass issued by Suero. Birds have the tying run at first now for Creed Willems. But it's not an exaggeration to say that the Shorebirds literally have not hit a three-run homer or grand slam this season. And as the late, great Earl Weaver said, pitching, defense, and the three-run homer. Shorebirds have been absent on all three this season. First pitch to Willems, called strike, outside corner at the knees for strike one to open the at-bat. Craig at first, two outs, bottom six, Birds down, one zip. Right on left matchup, the pitch. Fastball is high, 1-1. Wouldn't shock me to see Craig off and running here shortly. First base coach Danny Fajardo at the stopwatch out on Suero, timing him up. Craig takes his lead. Throw over to first, and he dives back safely. Shorebirds have certainly been running a lot more through the first 2 weeks of the season. They were dead last in the league with stolen bases. And now they find themselves in a logjam tied with 35, tied fifth in the league with about six other teams. The pitch, Willems swings and misses. Craig off to second. The throw, not nearly close to the bag. And Craig, who would have been a dead duck, slides in head first with his second stolen bag of the day. I don't know if that was a poor jump by Craig, a botched hit and run, or what. But that throw was about 10 feet in front of the bag. Bonacci went to grab it, and it would have had Craig by a mile if the throw's on the base. Instead, a stolen bag. Now 1-2 on Willems, the pitch. He swings and hits a weak tapper towards second. Coming in to grab it, Paulino, he flips underhand to Cavadas at first to retire Willems and end the inning. Shorebirds strand Craig out at second. We go to the seventh. Shorebirds trail 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly look?
I love this song! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy. What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real, though?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Shoreberg still trailing the Red Sox 1-0 as we go to the top of the seventh here from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. We've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Juan de los Santos's fantastic start here today is done after six innings. Allows just one run on three hits, one walk, a season high, and stateside high, seven strikeouts for him. But right now, his name attached to the loss. It was be a third tough luck loss of the season for De Los Santos, as should the Birds be unable to come back and at least tie this one here today, combined in his three losses to be this season, he has given up a total three runs. really getting the short end of the stick. Keegan Gillis takes over for him. 6'8 righty out of Tulane. Makes his second appearance at 225 pounds, 24 years old, out of New Orleans. 15th round pick last year out of Tulane. He's greeted by Blaze Jordan in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball fouled back and out of play for strike one. Gillis debuted with the Shorebirds last Wednesday through two scoreless innings to wrap up that 5-1 win. Gave up a hit, walked a batter, struck out one. 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Gillis, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Jordan at the plate, slide out to right both times tonight. The pitch. Curveball is low. Peel on the check swing to first, and no swing, says Brian Laws. 2-1. So 2-1 on Jordan. Gillis from the third base side fires home, and the fastball fouled back and over the net. 2-2. Jordan off to a slow start this year, which is doubly surprising. A, due to his talent level, and B, he played well towards the end of last year when he debuted with Salem. 1-2. Fastball stroked in the air down the right field line. Baloney over. He can't get there, and it gets by him all the way to the wall. Jordan chugs around first, and he'll stop at second with a double as Baloney fires it in from the corner. It's a leadoff two-base hit for Jordan, a laser the other way. Fourth two-base hit of the season. And he's at second to begin the seventh. Again, another tough play for Baloney there with the winds. Really making him uncertain of where that ball was going to land and with how hard it was hit. Obviously, not too much time to react. Ended up taking a poor angle, unable to cut it off. So now Lopez from the left side, Gillis from the stretch. Still third base side of the rubber is pitch. Pass ball is high for ball one. Gillis was outstanding in his final year with Tulane. He said that was a tough decision to go back and pitch for a fifth year with the Green Wave. Not so much because he was looking to leave school. 1-0. Fastball misses at the top of the zone, 2-0. But coming off of what had been a good yet shortened 2020 season with the Green Wave, he knew his draft stock was trending up. But with a five-round draft in 2020, he knew that he would have to sign undrafted. 2-0. Fastball just a little low. It's 3-0 on Lopez. He's 0-2 today. But Keegan said here would be the right decision, allow him to continue to progress, figure some things out, and it ended up working out for him. 3-0. Fastball called strike. Outside corner, 3-1. Not only did Keegan go back to Tulane and end up getting drafted, but he pitched spectacularly for the Green Wave. Looks to second. It's 3-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the fastball. Lopez can't connect. It's 3-2. 19 appearances last year with Tulane. Gillis had an ERA under 1 at 0.96. Struck out 44. Gave up only 3 earned on the season. 3-2. Fastball, high ball 4 is after Gillis battles back to get it to full on Lopez. He loses him. And the first two are on here in the 7th. Bennett first and second for Nico Cavadas. Cavadas a dangerous man at the plate. On base percentage, close to .500 on the season. OPS was north of 1,000 at the start of today. 11th round pick last year out of Notre Dame. Hits from the left side. Infield plays on pull. 2 on, nobody out, the pitch. Curveball misses inside for ball 1. Cavadas put himself on the map as a potential draft pick back in 2019, playing in the Cape. Led the league with 9 homers. 1-0. Curveball down and in for ball 2, and Gillis having trouble finding the strike zone out of the pen. Scouts always love when good hitters from Power 5 conferences go to the Cape and show that they can play well against A, elite competition again, and B, with a wood bat, the pitch. Fastball is high for ball 3. So Cavada's hit well in the Cape. Then during the short with Notre Dame, hit 7 in just 13 games. Now onto the mound goes the catcher, Willems, to chat with Gillis. This looks like the Shorebirds bullpen will get up and running here. Gillis with 14 pitches. Still hasn't recorded an out here in the 7th. Still 1-0 Salem. They're threatening with men at 1st and 2nd. Nobody out. Hugo Beltran will grab a ball and start throwing. 3-0 on Cavadas. He might have the green light here. 2 on, nobody out. Salem trying to break this one open. Lead it by a run. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Ball 4. Gillis walks his 2nd of the inning. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Nobody out for Eduardo Vaughn. Vaughn 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts against De Los Santos. As De Los only walked 1-over-6, hadn't walked anybody since the 1st. Gillis will go from the full windup now. Bases juice, nobody out. Kicks and throws. Breaking ball in the dirt. Willems loses it for a 2nd. He blocked it within arm's reach to his right. Ball 1. Six straight out of the zone from Gillis. Down to the mound goes the pitching coach Joe Hamacher to figure out what's up with Gillis here. He looked very sharp his first outing last Wednesday. Here today, evidently not a morning person. So Beltran loosening out in the pen. We'll see how much longer Gillis can stay in this game. Gillis at 6'8". He said he grew into that body while he was still in high school. It's always tough when your mechanics are off being that big. It can be very tough to find the release point within an instant again. They're trying to do it on the fly, mid-game. Longer levers. Meeting on the mound done. It's 1-0 on Vaughn. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Gillis just pours it in, challenges Vaughn. And the count's even at 1. Red Sox right fielder, no homers, 5 driven in on the season, 636 OPS. Wind up in the 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball up, Vaughn chases, it's 1-2. So Gillis loads the bases to begin the inning, now 1-2 on Vaughn. On deck, Roberto Mexicano, the 9th man in the order. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball in the dirt. Willems picks it. Vaughn down on strikes for the 3rd time today. And there's one away here in the 7th. Bases remain juiced here for Mexicano. Mexicano singled to right his last time up, but was thrown out trying to leg it for 2. Pelone able to throw him out. First pitch to him. Fastball down the middle. Knee high for strike 1. 1-0 Salem, top of the 7th. Middle infield at double play depth. Corners back, also looking for 2. Outfield straight away. Right now the wind's probably the calmest it's been all day. The pitch. Mexicano waves through it. Fastball inside corner, 0-2. Right on right matchup. Gillis about a foot worth of height over Mexicano. 0-2. Breaking ball down and away. Mexicano checks his swing. Appeal out to 2nd and no swing, says Brian Laws. Mexicano chokes up on the bat. Base is loaded. 1 out. The 1-2. Curveball poked the other way. Foul. Mexicano able to stay alive. One nothing Salem, top 7. Gillis raises his glove into his wind. He fires home, and Mexicano swings and misses. Breaking ball dropped it by Gillis, and the bases still loaded, now 2 away, and Gillis on the verge of getting out of this frame. Final hurdle is Edinson Paulino, who's provided the only run in the game, a solo homer back in the 3rd. Bats from the left side. Gillis steps off the rubber. They went double, walk. Gillis back into the strike zone. Punches out Vaughn and Mexicano, now Paulino. Wind up, here's the pitch. Fastball high for ball 1. Luke Mons, the manager and third base coach for Salem, showing Paulino just a small box. One pitch, one spot. Nate Gillis come in the zone. The 1-0. Fastball called strike. Top of the letters. Gillis able to get the call. 1-1. Base is juice. 2 outs. 1-0 Salem here in the 7th. Gillis rocks and fires the 1-1. Heater misses up and away for ball 2. Shorebirds, who have still been held to just 1 hit here today, can't afford to fall behind by any more at this point. 2-1 delivery. Swung on and hit high in the air to right. Baloney a few steps back, now wanders in, gets under it, and makes the catch with one hand to retire Paulino and end the inning. Keegan Gillis works himself into a jam, pulls a Houdini, and leaves the bases loaded here in the 7th. It's time to stretch. We go to the bottom in 7th. Shorebirds still trail 1-0 here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, with multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options. Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Maybe a little momentum for the Shorebirds. We go to the bottom of 7. Delmarva still trailing Salem 1-0, but Keegan Gillis pitches himself into a jam and then right out of it. Loads the bases with nobody out to begin the 7th and strands them all there to end the inning. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is off the hands, fouled straight back for strike 1. 9-1-2 for the Birds against Miguel Suero. Pitch to scoreless 6th out of the bullpen, struck out 2. Righty from the third base side of the rubber, fires home, and De Leon takes on the outside corner 0-2. De Leon 0-2 here today. Ground out and a flyout. Down the count 0-2. Here it comes. Curveball lined up the middle on one hump to the second baseman, Paulino. He gloves at the belt and throws to first to retire De Leon. And there's one away here to begin the 7th. We've mentioned De Leon starting to heat up a good deal more since the beginning of the season, woefully cold. And the thing I've noticed about it is he's been making just a lot more contact. Not all of it hard, mind you, but fewer swings and misses tells me that he's on pitches a bit better than he was. Fielder Luis Valdez digs in. Switch hitter bats left. First pitch. He swings and dribbles it to the backstop for strike 1. Valdez had himself a fantastic road trip. Slashed 324, 419, 405 over the 2 weeks. Hit his first homer of the season and ended up stealing 11 bases over the 2 weeks. 0-1 is down and away for ball 1. That would be 11 of Valdez's 13 stolen bases of the season in a two-week span. 1-1. Valdez swings and misses 1-2, including twice he stole 3 bags in 1 game. Down the count here, 1-2. If you get Valdez on, really think about tying this game. The pitch. Valdez swings, hits a high chopper over the mound, charging in Bonacci, gloves, throws on the run just in time. That is smooth glove work by Brandon Bonacci. They get a flying Valdez down the line. And there's two away here in the seventh. Off the bat, that is a ball that Valdez, I would think, beats 9 times out of 10. But Bonacci the exception, and there's two away. Brings up Michael Deson. He's 0 for 1. The pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Deson took over for Shed Long, the second spot in the order. Walked in the third, grounded out to short, back in the fifth. 0-1, fastball again, down the middle, knee high. It's 0-2. Birds down 1-0, bottom 7. Suero gets his sign, rocks and deals. Curveball lined the other way, foul. Still 0-2. Right on right matchup. Suero the full wind from the third base side of the rubber. Long red sleeves underneath his navy blue jersey. Gets his sign, kicks and throws, and Deson off the hands, a weak grounder up the middle to his left. Bonacci gloves it in the shortstop, throws out Deson from behind second to retire the side here in the seventh. Birds go down 1-2-3. We're on to the eighth. Still a 1-0 lead for Salem here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the eighth here on Tuesday afternoon from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds still trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Only run in the game at Edinson. Paulino solo homer back in the third. 2-3-4 due up for the Red Sox in the eighth. Brenner Bonacci leads it off. Bats from the left side, and the first pitch from Keegan Gillis. It's a pop fly down the left field line. Romero going back, and the third baseman makes the over-the-shoulder backhand play to retire Bonacci on one pitch to start the eighth. With the way the wind has been screaming here today, that was nicely tracked by Romero. Made it look easy. For the first down of the eighth, that brings up Marcelo Meyer. He's 0 for 3 in his return to action today. Fourth overall pick last year by the Red Sox. In the first pitch, talking about during Meyer's earlier at-bats, it was thought that maybe he'd be in contention for the first overall pick. Ended up getting money that would have been just about worthy of a first-round pick as he rips the 1-0 out into right field. Bologna towards the alley has to play it on a hop. And Meyer aboard with a one-out single. But it was a triumvirate of high school shortstops who people thought the Pirates might take before they settled on Henry Davis out of Louisville, the catcher. Jordan Lawler. And then Khalil Watson, who went later to Miami in the first round, although got money that would have been ticketed for the top five. Miguel Huguetto, the batter, right-on-right matchup. Gillis from the stretch, the pitch. Slider, top of the zone, outside edge, 0-1. Shorebirds down, 1-0, top of the eighth. Meyer at first, one away. Marcelo stole second back in the first. It was even thought that maybe the Birds would take Meyer. 0-1, he runs, swing and a miss. The throw to second is not in time. The ball knocked out of Valdez's glove, but an out is going to be ruled. Batter interference. So batter interference, the ruling, as Willems tried to throw the ball to second. Ugueto got in the way, so Meyer forced back to first. No stolen base for him, and Ugueto out. Batter's interference, and there's two away. Big break for the Birds there. Brings up Blaze Jordan, man at first, 2 outs, the pitch. Breaking ball, nubbed foul at the backstop for strike one. Really good job by Creed Willems, the catcher. He didn't exactly lean into Ugueto there. But because Ugueto swung and missed and had his body fall over the plate, Willems made sure that he found him. That's a good heads-up play. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1. Essentially the same idea as when you're in a rundown as a base runner, fielder to run into, so that you're awarded the base that you're going to. Same idea as a catcher. Right-on-right matchup, the 1-1. Jordan swings and chops it foul into the Shorebirds' dugout, third base side. It's 1-2. Jordan doubled his last time up down the right field line. He's got a man at first, 2 outs. Shorebirds trail 1-0, top of the 8th. Gillis, the tall righty, gets his sign. Light tan glove comes set and throws over to first. Meyer back in standing. Wind relatively calm for the moment, still blowing in from center. The 1-2. Breaking ball down and away, curveball. Jordan lays off 2-2. Last time up, we were talking about Jordan. His slow start to the year, he's hitting just .214 OPS under .600. Last year with Salem, he got off to a great start. And he actually saw a good deal of one of his good buddies from the showcase circuit, Kobe Mayo, with the Shorebirds quite often. Kobe played just about as well, if not better than him. 2-2. Down and away. Jordan lays off 3-2. Kobe now up at High A Aberdeen, playing very well with the Ironbirds. Jordan back here with Salem. He dealt with some injuries down the stretch last year that held him out a good bit. Full count. Meyer will be off from first with 2 outs. The pitch swung on and blasted. Deep right center field. Desone racing back. Still going back. Looks up at one. Hops off the warning track and over the wall. Meyer was already around third, so he'll be granted home. And in that second with a ground rule double, it's Blaze Jordan as he doubles Salem's lead. It's 2-0 Red Sox here in the eighth. And they are actually putting Meyer back at third. I can't believe Luke Montz isn't arguing that more. I swore by the time the ball hopped over the wall, Meyer was already around third. So no run. That is a huge break for the Shorebirds. First pitch now to Eduardo Lopez is popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Higgins gives it a look up against the side while he runs out of room for strike one. I'm still trying to come to grips with the fact that Marcelo Meyer wasn't awarded home. He was pretty clearly next pitch, 0-1, chopped foul down the first base side. It's 0-2. So men at second and third, 2 outs. Lopez walked his last time up against Gillis. Egan the full windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses inside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Gillis the wind and the pitch. Curveball is high. And the count's 2-2. Break even pitch. Fastball high for ball three. Payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Count stays full. Two once again popped out of play. Battle continues between Lopez and Gillis. Three, two again. Swung on and blasted high in the air down the right field line. Baloney towards the Salem bullpen in fair ground puts it away. To retire Lopez and end the inning, Gillis again pitches out of the jam. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds still down just a run. It's 1-0 Salem here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds still trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Anything going against this Salem pitching staff? They have just one hit today. That was Trenton Craig back in the fourth. Ryan Higgins, or Daryl Hernandez rather, leads it off and swings and hits it high in the air, deep left center. But the wind will hold this one in. Eduardo Lopez back to the gap. And the center fielder puts it away for out number one here in the eighth. Warming up out in the Salem bullpen is Adenis Bautista. So one out, nobody on for Isaac Baloney. He's walked twice today. Wind up in the first pitch to him. Suero fires just a little down and away for ball one. The pitch, Baloney, a hefty swing and a miss. And the count's 1-1. The pitch on the inside corner. Suero finds the edge, 1-2. Suero now out for his third inning out of the pen. Struck out two, hasn't allowed a hit. Walks just one. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Back foot breaking ball. Baloney waves through it. Suero with three strikeouts. And there's quickly two away in the eighth. Brings up Noelbert Romero, two out, nobody on. He shows one, drops it down to third. Charging in, Jordan Fields with the bare hand, throws the first, not in time. Noelbert Romero gets the bird's second hit of the game here in the eighth. A bunt base hit, and he is aboard as the tying run in a 1-0 game. Higgins 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, swings at the first pitch and pops it out of play for strike 1. No balls, 1 strike. Suero from the first base side of the rubber, or third base side rather. The 0-1, Romero runs and Higgins fouls it back. It's 0-2. And 2 on Higgins, tying run at first, the pitch. It's high, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Romero at first, 2 outs. Suero, letter high set, kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Higgins down on strikes for the fourth time today. And the Birds leave the tying run at first here in the eighth. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds down, still 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2020 today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. We go to the top of the ninth. Technet called the bullpen. Hugo Beltran replaces Keegan Gillis here to begin the ninth in a one-run game. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Gillis goes 2 scoreless innings, gives up 2 walks, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts, ends up stranding a combined 5 runners on as Beltran takes over for him. Hugo, 6-1, 190. Right-handed arm out of Barranquilla, Colombia. Primarily goes with the cutter out in the mound, works from the first base side of the rubber. From the stretch, his first pitch to Nico Cabanas as a breaking ball misses outside for ball 1. And because it's worth a clarification, and also so everybody can post it on me that I was wrong, 1-0. Cabanas swings and hits one high in the air to center. DeStone started in, now goes back a few steps, settles under it, and puts it away to retire Cabanas. He falls to 0 for 3. Here today, 1 out here in the ninth. Meyer, who got held up at third on that automatic double off the bat of Blaze Jordan to right center. Umpires did get it right, because although you typically don't see it happen like this with the automatic double where the runner is already at the base they would have been awarded, first pitch to Eduardo Vaughn, misses outside for ball 1. In the case here today, even though Meyer was already at third, the base he would have been granted and would have scored easily, it's from the time of pitch when the ball hops out of play. as opposed to a throwing error, ball out of play, you get from the time of the throw, 0-1, down and away, 1-1. You just typically don't see it because that ball had so much hang time that on the time of the pitch versus where Meyer ended when the ball went out of play, he was already around third. 1-1. Fastball just down and away, 2-1. Vaughn 0-3 with three strikeouts. So I know when to admit I was wrong, and that ended up being a huge break for the Shorebirds. Most times when you think about ball hopping out of play on a ground rule double or automatic double, 2-1. Fastball down low, counts full. You think about it from the perspective of maybe a runner is already around second, and you think that maybe he'll end up scoring on the ball to the outfield. Well, in this case, Meyer was already around third, so he would have scored easily. 3-1. Swung on, and a weak tabber to short. Hernandez waits back on it, gloves, and throws to first to retire Vaughn. And there's two away here in the ninth. That's why the umpires get paid to do what they do, and I'm up here. Two out, nobody on for Yerberto Mexicano. He's 1-3. Looks like a new arm out in the bullpen for Salem. That's Jacob Webb, who will come on to try to close this one out in the ninth. 1-0, Salem leads. Top nine, two out, nobody on for Mexicano. Right-handed batter. The pitch from Beltran. Swung on and tapped foul at the plate for strike one. Beltran now 10 innings on the season with his two outs here today. 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, 10 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. ERA dropping well below 2 now. Hugo from the belt, his pitch. And Mexicano swings and misses, 0-2. Beltran primarily a cutter out on the hill, also a sinker, curveball, slider. No balls, 2 strikes on Mexicano. Beltran looking for a scoreless ninth. Here's the pitch. It's down and away. 1-2. Hugo acquired from the Dodgers last year in exchange for cash considerations. Pitched well down the DSL and now makes the jump straight up to full season baseball. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. Mexicano chases. And Hugo Beltran tosses a 1-2-3-9. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds need 1 to tie, 2 to win it. They trail 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the ninth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Delmarva held to just 2 hits so far today, 2 singles. And Salem trying to make a third inning solo homer from Edinson Paulino stand up, hand the ball to Jacob Webb on the deck net, called the bullpen to close this one out. He replaces Miguel Suero, who throws 3 shutout innings. Miles just a bunt base hit, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. And now Webb comes on for his third save opportunity of the season. He's 1-2 in saves this season. Right-handed arm, 6'5", 245. Trendon Craig leads it off for the Shorebirds. He's 1-for-1. 2 walks, 2 stolen bases. First pitch from Webb. Fastball up and in at 95 for ball one. Webb, 10th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 3.09 ERA. 11 2/3 innings, has struck out 22 and walked 8. 1-1. Craig way late on the fastball, ends up finishing the swing with just his right hand on the bat. 1-1. Webb was a 14th round pick out of Miami of Ohio last year. The pitch. Craig swings and misses as Webb sits him down for the first down here in the 9th. Brings up Creed Willems, one out, nobody on. It's still 1-0 Salem, bottom 9. Shorebird saw Webb a little bit last season. They ended up pitching a handful of games down the stretch. First pitch to Willems, high fly ball down the left field line. Long run for Ugueto into foul territory. He slides. Did he hold on to that? He did. The Shorebirds bullpen says he dropped it, but what a phenomenal play by Miguel Ugueto, sliding into foul territory. Had to have run 100 plus feet. Picks it off the ground, retires Willems, and there's 2 outs in the 9th. That was a spectacular play by Ugueto, and there's quickly 2 away. Isaac De Leon, the final hope for the Birds here this afternoon. The first pitch, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. De Leon 0-for-3, as Webb has thrown just 6 pitches here in the inning. Birds down 1-0, just 2 hits in the game for Delmarva. Here's the pitch. De Leon swings and misses, breaking ball down and away, and the Shorebirds down to their final strike here this afternoon. 0-2 coming home. De Leon takes, fastball outside. 1-2. Shorebirds haven't been shut out since the 3rd game of the season. First Sunday against Fredericksburg. 1-2 pitch. De Leon swings and misses, and Jacob Webb with a 1-2-3-9 completes the shutout for Salem here on Tuesday afternoon. That's the ball game. The Shorebirds fall 1-0 here in the series opener against Salem. Red Sox bullpen, pitching staff, 4 strong. Gonzalez, De La Rosa, Suero, and Webb combined for the shutout. And as they defeat Delmarva, your final score, it's 1-0 Salem. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here on Tuesday, it's Salem 1, Delmarva 0. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek here with you. As you're probably finishing up lunch or something like that, well, we're done with today's ball game. Final score, it's Salem 1, Delmarva nothing. Not a whole lot to talk about here today, as the Shorebirds offense just never got off the ground here against a Salem pitching staff, which came in with the worst ERA in the league. They shut out the Shorebirds. Delmarva, second time this year that they've been shut out. Final score, Salem wins it 1-0. Only run in the game came on an Edinson Paulino solo homer in the third, as Juan de los Santos, the only blemish on his record, ends up being the one that hands him the loss here today. Tough break for De Los as he pitched really well. Juan ended up going six innings, gave up one run on three hits, one walk, struck out a season-high seven as well. Deegan Gillis, two shutout out of the pen. Hugo Beltran, a scoreless ninth, 1-2-3 with a strikeout. But Salem pitching staff just one pitch better here today. Wickelman Gonzalez went the first three and a third, took him 80 pitches, but ended up allowing just one hit, four walks, five strikeouts. Didn't allow a run. Osvaldo De La Rosa after him. He earns the win. Inning in two-thirds, scoreless, just one strikeout. Miguel Suero, three scoreless out of the pen, one walk, four strikeouts, one hit. And then Jacob Webb, a 1-2-3 ninth with two strikeouts, ends up picking up the save. Your final line score here from Purdue Stadium for Salem. It's one run on six hits, one error, they strand eight. Delmarva, no runs, two hits, one error, they strand nine. Osvaldo De La Rosa, the one who gets the win, he improves to 1-2. Juan De Los Santos takes the loss, his third loss of the season, as he has astoundingly, in his three losses, has allowed a combined three runs. Some bad luck for De Los to begin the season. Jacob Webb picks up his second save of the year in three tries, as Salem improves to 13-15 on the season. They are now 7-6 on the road. It's their second straight win. While Delmarva, they fall to 9-19 on the season. So they tie a season high 10 games under 500. They are now 2-8 here at home as well. It is their second loss in a row. We started this one at 11:06. We finished at 1:26 here from Purdue Stadium in front of 2,171 fans. Took us 2 hours and 20 minutes. So go ahead, take a brief look at the Carolina League and Birdland scoreboard. Obviously not too much doing here today. There was one other day game in Birdland, though, as Bowie playing in the 19th annual day game at Reading. They also play at 11 a.m. Right now, Bowie losing 6-2. A six-run first inning for the Fightins. Have Bowie on the ropes. 6-2, they trail in the top of the ninth. Other games today, Norfolk hosts Memphis. D.L. Hall making his AAA debut, and then Aberdeen on the road at Hudson Valley at 7:05 later tonight. Big League Birds, they're on the road at St. Louis. They'll play at 7:35 here tonight, or 7:45, beg your pardon. Kyle Bradish due to make the start for the Orioles. Carolina League scores for you. Well, nothing to tell you. Salem and Delmarva were the only day game here today. Other series starting today, Lynchburg at Down East, Charleston at Myrtle Beach, Fredericksburg hosts Kannapolis, Fayetteville at home against Carolina, and Augusta plays host to Columbia. With all that in our back pocket, let's go ahead and look ahead to tomorrow, game two of the series. Shorebirds put the ball in the hand of Ryan Long. He'll go up against Sox. Long, 0-1 with a 4.61 ERA. Bastardo, 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. Here on the season. First pitch at 7:05. We'll talk to you at 6:50 for the pregame show. That'll wrap it up for today's broadcast and the postgame show. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for today's broadcast. Big thank you to everybody here in support at Purdue Stadium. Nice to be back at home, even if it comes in a loss here today. A whole lot of kiddos out in the ballpark. was nice to have a nice raucous crowd here to start out this 12-game homestand. Your final score one more time here from Purdue Stadium. For today, it is Salem 1, Delmarva nothing. Shorebirds fall to 9-19 on the young season as Salem improves to 13-15 on the campaign with the one-run win. So until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. For everybody involved, I've been Sam Jelinek. Thanks for tuning in. And until tomorrow, this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.